Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 15, Parasuram, the Lord's Warrior Incarnation, text number 31. Yato, yato, sau, praharad, parasvado, mano, nilauja, parachakra, sudhana, tatas, tatas, chena, bujaru, kundara, nipetor, urvyang, hata, suta, vahana, yato yato sa praharat parashvado, manolilauja, parachakrasudhana, tatas tatas china, bujhoru kandara, nipetu uvyang hatasuta vahana, yato yato sa praharat parashvado, mano vidauja parachakra sudhana, tatas tatas china bujoru kandara, vipetu uvyang hatasutta vahana, yato yato sa praharat parasvado, mano vidauja parachakra sudhana, tatas tatas china bujhoru kandara, nipetu uvyang hatasutta vahana. much as you said. Yata, wherever. Yata, wherever. Asau, Lord Parasaram. Praharat, slashing. Parashvada, being expert in using his weapon. The Parasu, or chopper. Mana, like the mind. Anila, like the wind. Oja, being forceful. Parachakra, of the enemy's military strength. Sudhana, killer. Tata, there. Tata, and there. Chinna, scattered and cut off. Buja, arms. Uru, legs. Kundara, shoulders. Nipetu, fell down. Ubyang, on the ground. Hata, killed. Suta, chariot drivers. Vahana, carrier, horses, and elephants. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Lord Parasaram, being expert in killing the military strength of the enemy, worked with the speed of the mind and the wind, slicing his enemies with his chopper, Parasu. Wherever he went, the enemies fell, their legs, arms, and shoulders being severed. Their chariot drivers killed, and their carriers, the elephants, and the horses, all annihilated. Purport. In the beginning, when the army of the enemy was full of fighting soldiers, elephants, and horses, Lord Parasaram proceeded into their midst at the speed of mind to kill them. When, somewhat tired, he slowed down to the speed of the wind and continued to kill the enemies vigorously. The speed of the mind is greater than the speed of the wind. Om Gyanatam Anandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshram Litam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukham Krotava Chalang Pangam Lang Hayate Garim Yat Kripa Taraham Bande Shigaram Dinataranam Manchakalpa Tubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Jayvacha Patitanam Pavani Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaur Bhaktavan Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. I calculated how many soldiers it would be that would that was attacking Parashuram. Turns out there's about 1,800,000 soldiers attacked him, and he killed them all. Pretty amazing. he's probably got the record for killing others in a fight. But they got liberation. They got some type of liberation because he was a Shaktivesh-avatar. And in the battle of Kukshetra, so many were killed. How many were killed? Anybody know? 600 million. In how many days? 18 days. That's a pretty big number there also. And it's described that they all went back to the spiritual world because they left their body in the presence of Krishna. So anybody that's comes in contact with any great soul in any way, they get some mercy. It's like Prabhupada was in the Dallas temple back when they had the Gurukul there. And Prabhupada went to the classroom and he went there to speak. And he was getting ready to speak and he had a ruler with him. He said, "I'm going to speak to you, but if anybody gets out of line, I have this stick for you." So everybody put their hand forward to get the stick of Prabhupada. Even the teachers went forward, put their hand out, "Come on, Prabhupada, give me mercy." Because, you know, however the great souls give mercy, it's very beneficial. So Parasuram, he couldn't tolerate the lack of qualities of the Kshatriyas. So therefore he annihilated them and of course these soldiers here. So it's described here that the mind is much quicker than the wind. Just like right now, we can all think of Vrindavan and we're there. Right there in a moment, we're there, we're in Vrindavan. You know, it's just the end of Kartik. Or no, it's coming up to the end of Kartik. So many devotees are there. So quick, right? So it's amazing. Here it says, Prabhupada says in the purport, that he got a little tired. So he slowed down to the speed of the wind. And I looked it up to see how fast the wind can go. In tornadoes, the wind can get up to 300 miles an hour. Very fast, yeah. And there's an area here in America called Tornado Alley, about 8 states, where every year they have these tornadoes. And the wind is so powerful, sometimes these tornadoes come, and at many of these places, most of these houses, they have these shelters. So when the tornado comes, they go down in these shelters. And sometimes after the tornado has gone by, they look up to see what the damage is, and whole houses, whole neighborhoods are just gone, just flat, just level. The wind is so powerful. And in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 6th chapter, Krishna was explaining the yoga system, and it was so rigid that Arjuna, he said, "I consider this to be impossible to follow. Because the mind is very flickering. Chanchalam hi mana krishna pamati balavadridham." Chanchalam is very, it's flickering. Chanchalam hi mana krishna pamati. It's mad. The mind is mad. Pamati balavad is very strong. Dridham is determined. And to control it is more difficult than to control the wind. Try to stop 300 mile an hour winds. You know, actually, these tornadoes, they pick up cars sometimes and people and just all kinds of stuff. Of course, small cars. It's very powerful. So here Arjuna is saying it's more difficult to control the mind. It's very difficult to control the mind. But it's possible, Krishna says. Asangsaya mahabaho manor dunagraham jalam abhyasena tikonteya vairagyena chikriyate. It is possible by constant practice and by detachment. Just like anything, if you practice, you get better at it. Just like there was one devotee here in Los Angeles. She was a Sankirtan devotee, book distributor. This is back in the 70s, when practically everybody was doing some type of book distribution, part-time or full-time or something. But she was not a very big book distributor. Shy, very shy, Mataji. But she wanted to become successful. She wanted to do big like the other Matajis. They were huge back then. Back in the day, they were bigger than the men. And they would have the best spots because they were the best. So she also wanted to be good. So, but she kept on, you know, it was difficult. But she just kept on trying and trying and trying. Praying to Krishna. Praying to Lord Chaitanya. And she was so determined that she was the first Mataji to distribute 100 big books in a day. Her name was Gauri. They still have the ceremony here. So, constant practice and detachment. So we had to constantly practice. Just like we're practicing this sadhana bhakti. So as we continue on practicing, and we'll get better and better and better at it. So we have to, this is all about purifying the mind, purifying the heart. Yeah. Like there's, within our mind, there's some desire to serve Krishna. That's why we're here. Of course, we're still dealing with the modes of nature, so there's some, we're also struggling with the mind. But Krishna will help us if we're determined. Just like there's an amazing pastime in the Bhagavatam of when Lord Brahma, he was engaged in creation. So he was creating so many different living entities. And at one point, he created some living entities who were of very low nature. And they wanted to have, they approached him with a sexual appetite. And they were males. And he just looked at them and kind of started laughing, like, what are you doing? But they kept coming towards him. So he thought, oh my, this is crazy. So he ran away. And he's praying to Krishna. Krishna, please help me in this situation. So Krishna said to him, you have to give up this body. Thoughts are also subtle bodies. So in the purport, in this section of the Bhagavatam, Sridhar Swami said that the mind is like a subtle body. And we have desires in our mind. So if we have these sinful desires in our mind and we give them up, it's like giving up a subtle body. So there's subtle material bodies in our mind. There's subtle devotional desires also in our mind. So these material desires, what we're trying to do is become completely free of all of these subtle material bodies in our mind. And there's a lot that we've stored up that have been with us for many lifetimes, actually. And we want to replace these subtle material bodies, these little rascals, with divine spiritual desires or spiritual bodies. You know, this desire to serve Krishna, to think of Krishna, to surrender to Krishna. So many ways to serve Krishna. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, hearing about Krishna, remembering Krishna, engaging in book distribution. It's like we're going to have the marathon pretty soon. Just right around the corner is the Prabhupada Marathon. So that's a time to really concentrate on book distribution, getting this mercy out to the conditioned souls. Because they don't know that they're different from their body, that they're different from their mind, they're different from their intelligence. They don't know that they're the soul within. Just like we didn't know. So it's so unfortunate that there's millions and millions and millions, actually billions of people out there that don't know what is the goal of life. They're wasting the human form of life. So by this book distribution, we're giving them an opportunity to understand who they are, to understand who God is, who Krishna is. In the Bhagavad Gita, it's stated, Yomam Ivam Asammudho Janati Purusottama. That one who understands, excuse me, Krishna says, one who understands me to be the supreme personality of God without doubting, he is the knower of everything, and therefore he engages in my devotional service. Then he goes on to say that one who understands this, he becomes wise, and all his endeavors will know perfection. So this is the result of knowing Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead without a doubt. And this will come as we continue practicing. There was one pastime here, Prabhupada in Los Angeles, up here in his room. Prabhupada was having a meeting with all the GBC members. He had called many GBC members and many of the leaders, sannyasis, into his room upstairs. And there may have been about 20 leaders that Prabhupada had called. So Prabhupada, he can be very grave. He can also be extremely jolly. You know, we've all seen so many pictures. So this time he was very grave. And he asked the devotees there, are you convinced? Are you convinced? And no one said anything for like, I don't know, 30 seconds or something. Prabhupada was very grave. And he said, well, I'm convinced. So we should also try to become convinced that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that comes by hearing, especially. We have so many wonderful books here, so much understanding of who Krishna is. And of course, chanting. By this chanting, we also get purified of our contamination from the poison of material life, just like Krishna. In Vrindavan, he was chastising one demon, Kaliya. And how was he punishing him? He was dancing on his head. He was trying to bite Krishna. And Krishna was simply dancing on his head. And as he was dancing, eventually the poison started coming out. The blood and the poison all started coming out from Kaliya. So he got purified. And he became a devotee, actually. So when we're chanting, Prabhupada said, when we're chanting, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. And he's also freeing us of all the poison of material life. So much poison. You know? Lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion. So we'll become purified of all this poison as we take more and more seriously this path of Krishna consciousness. So we have to be very determined. Utsaha nistiyadharya tatat karma pravartana. It's so important, this enthusiasm. So how do we get enthusiasm? We get enthusiasm from associating with others that are very enthusiastic. Other devotees that are enthusiastic and associating with Srila Prabhupada. Just by reading Prabhupada's books, we'll become very, very, very enthusiastic to serve Krishna. because Prabhupada is 100% devoted to Krishna. And we catch that devotion, by hearing the words in the scriptures, the words from Krishna, the words from Srila Prabhupada. So this enthusiasm is so important, and therefore this in this pastime of Damodar Leela, you know, Krishna, he didn't want to be bound by Mother Yasoda. Who wants to be bound? Anybody here want? Nobody wants to be bound. Yeah? So he didn't want to get bound either. He's playing the role of a child. He just wanted to play. But Mother Yasoda, she wanted to punish him because he had been naughty. Yeah? Prabhupada said that if a child is a rascal, that's a sign of intelligence. So Krishna also can be a rascal. So that's a sign of his intelligence. So she kept on trying to tie up Krishna, getting more and more rope. Got all the rope in Vrindavan, still two fingers too short. Couldn't tie him up. But she was so determined. She was so determined to tie him up that eventually Krishna thought, okay, tie me up. Go ahead. So she was very happy that she was able to tie up Krishna. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says, these two fingers represent the determination of the devotee and the mercy of Krishna. So we had to be very determined to please Krishna. And then Krishna, he will reciprocate with us. We have to try very hard to please Krishna. And if there is some success, a devotee doesn't think that it's due to his action. Mahadbir bhakti nistaisha nasvati neti manyate. Narada Muni, he says what is that? Gopa Kumar? What's the book? Gopa Kumar? Huh? Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Narada Muni says in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita that devotees of the Lord do not think that the services they do are actions under their own control, but they are expressions of Krishna's supreme mercy. So whenever there is any success, a devotee doesn't think, oh, just see how expert I am. But he thinks it's just the mercy of Krishna that I'm able to have any success. Just like I've seen on book distribution, I felt also on book distribution, you know, there's some success and distribute a lot of books, and you know, now I know how to distribute books. Now I become expert. And then things suddenly become very difficult. Krishna takes it away. There was one sannyasi. He was traveling around. Actually, he was a brahmachari. He was traveling around with two sannyasis here in America. This was during they were doing the sets in the libraries, distributing a lot of books in the libraries. And this brahmachari, he would go ahead and he would arrange programs for these two sannyasis, you know, lectures and meetings with the, you know, librarians and stuff. So he got to this one university and he made all the arrangements early, and he was distributing books. And he was distributing a lot of books. Practically everybody he spoke to was taking a book. So when these two sannyasis finally arrived, he said to these sannyasis, I can distribute a book to anybody. And the sannyasi said to him, oh, really? Let's see. Okay, I'll show you. So he went around trying to sell books. No one would even speak to him. for like 2 hours. We couldn't get the time of day. Nothing. Krishna just took it away because there was a little pride there. So this pride is not very much appreciated by Krishna. But what is very much appreciated by Krishna is humility. He's conquered and overwhelmed by pure loving devotion. By this devotion, by this humility, by this sincere desire to serve Krishna. So we should pray to Krishna, pray to Mother Yasoda, for this determination. And that's the first one, utsaha nishchaya daryat, to be very enthusiastic, to be confident. Shraddha sabda vishvasa kahi sudhida nishchaya. Krishna bhakti kaya sarva karma krita hoy. That this faith means that by this activity of serving Krishna, of devotional service, all success will come. I'll become completely satisfied and completely successful by this service to Krishna. So this is faith. Shraddha sabda vishvasa kahe. So many people, they have faith. It's like sometimes people, they say, oh, you religious people, this is all just blind faith. You haven't seen God. You haven't seen the soul. You're hoping that you're right. It's blind faith. But there's also blind doubt. They're doubting, but have they investigated what we have? This is a sign of intelligence, to investigate. Sometimes people just, from their early life, they just don't believe in God. There's no God. Blind doubt. Without investigation, they're coming to a conclusion. It's like many devotees, before they joined this Krishna consciousness movement, they were atheists. There's one devotee. What's that devotee's name? He does the movies, the early movies. No, Yadubar. Yadubar. Him and his wife, they were big atheists. But especially his wife, she was full on. Her whole family is atheist. And now she's like one of the best preachers amongst our devotees. She's so good. Because of coming in contact with Srila Prabhupada. She became convinced. She did the investigation. She heard from Yadubar about Prabhupada, heard some of the philosophy, heard from Prabhupada, and then she was convinced that Krishna is God. Yeah. So a lot of people don't believe in God because they haven't heard our understanding of God. It's like sometimes people say, I don't believe in God. So we ask them, so which conception of God do you not believe? Because there's so many different conceptions of God. But no one has heard our conception, practically speaking. Very few have heard our understanding of God. So when we meet people that are atheists, we should ask them, so which conception of God do you not believe in? And they'll say, well, what do you mean? There's so many different conceptions. Let us explain to you our conception. That God is the best friend of everyone. He's the most wonderful person. Always thinking of our welfare. The coolest person. Krishna's really cool. Yeah. Everything about Krishna is wonderful. So we should explain to people that are atheists that there's another conception of God that you may not have heard of. Now, generally here in the West, what conception of God have they heard? The Christian conception of God. You're sinful, you go to hell, and you burn forever. Not a very kind God, right? Cruel. Actually, that's just a completely cruel, ridiculous conception of God. So many other misconceptions of God and so many other beliefs. So we have a very clear, positive understanding of the Absolute Truth in Krishna. So, any question or comment by anyone? No. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.